Dr. Hill Explains, where I invite you to join the science teaching conversation with me about...
Podcast while driving. Got a little bit of a sore throat, so I'll cough a bit, and you'll hear some car sounds. And this time I'm going to talk about girls' education, or just education in general. And I've just dropped off a boys' education thing, which I've designed for these kids, which is a Star Wars scenario where the kids are it's just a series of PowerPoints, and the kids go in and explain to Princess Leia the distance measurements on Earth. Sorry, distance measurements, the space SI distance measurements. So we'll just stop for a short while and go through what they are. So we use a meter and a thousand meters, which is a kilometer, and our general unit of distance to move around the place is kilometers. We don't say it's 500 meters. We tend to say it's half a kilometer to such and such place, or it's the nearest town's 3 kilometers away, or whatever it is, or I ran 42 kilometers on a marathon or something like that. So we tend to use kilometers as our base use of units. Now, what I did was put up something where I had them explain, the little stormtroopers explain about what a petameter is, a zetameter, and a yottameter is. And it's just very, very simple. What's a million? Sorry. A petameter is a million kilometers. A zetameter is a million kilometers, and a yottameter is a billion kilometers. And the whole universe is 440 yottameters across, so it's something very accessible. And this is the space version of it. So what I'm doing is, rather than trying to get in and show this stuff, I'm just going very, very softly, finding one person at a time, going through it, getting responses from it, and very, very softly finding the way forward. Again, and I think I really have to get a word for the softly approach. Now, I really have to do the softly approach for sort of two reasons. One is with the cognitive stroke rehab, you don't know. You go out and you don't know if you're missing a key thing or something's not quite right. Oh, look, there's a major... I think it's nothing untowards. It's just a road crew on the other side. So I'm driving at the moment down the freeway to explain some, I don't know, 30 kilometres from my house to a rehab unit. Just going through, and hopefully I've got a nice deep gravelly voice with the cold I've got, so that may turn out to be the best all up. So the idea is softly, and where you look at an area and you keep on working at it, finessing it, getting up to a higher grade that it can get through. The major thing is that the actual work that you do is sort of cast aside, put aside in the rent of political machinations, which you have nothing to do with, you can't control, and people really aren't interested in listening to it all. So you've got all these things to go through, and your option is to actually work on an area and gradually improve the asset class with them. So you can see that the major principle is that if you speak to someone, you have only sort of a very small bandwidth of understanding. So if I just went up to someone and said, hey, I've got a good idea, that would go nowhere. But once you actually start producing road signs and putting things together in a little story in a book like that, you're starting to build up assets. And to do that is a lot of work. So, yeah, this is okay. My car's got this slightly heavy drive to it. So, as you're building up more assets, it brings, it's sort of like a board game in the terms that your direct support is reduced, so you've got to quietly build up assets. And the thing to do is to get your banter up such that you understand well in advance that the deal is that you're not going to get any support. And if you do, it's all welcome, but the plan is not to get support. But then you've got to actually be in the zone, the support zone. So again, very, very softly, not asking for support, but going in, walking through the support zone and finding more information out that there may not be a path directly in the direction that you're looking, but there may be a path angled from that path. So those two, the path that I'm looking at is the very softly putting the installation at the Glenbrook Visitor Centre. And so we have a little visitor centre there where it's basically a toilet, necessary toilet break from travelling from central Sydney hotels, some 40 kilometres from Sydney into the Blue Mountains, an 80 kilometre trip up to the Katoomba. And at Katoomba there's a huge canyon system that people get out and have the classic look. So be similar to Niagara Falls, would be fantastic. Lots of other viewpoints, but there are a few classic tourist viewpoints that everyone really has to go to get a look. And so there's thousands of people doing that. So it's sort of like a necessary thing that you're going in towards it. Now, I've teed up in future a meeting with the mayor, and I will just... The point is, it's not a call to arms, it's not something that has to be done, it's just a question of... what is it? Not a question of... it's just knocking on the door, making it there, creating the illumination of the idea. So it's not, you don't have to plant the idea, you illuminate the idea. And if you can actually get people who are just the correct amount, just enough softly scenarios that you go for. Now, one of the things I have done is I've just put it out there, and one of the groups I want to look at is Rotary, because Rotary has all the mechanisms, the processes in to actually do a community, global community education project. The question is to not put it through a process where you get no. You want to keep maybe going for as long as possible. That might be the actual process. We want to move away from the no. And essentially that's what's sort of happened. I've sort of had an analysis of the space, the intellectual structure of Australia. And so there's a few very icon names, people who reach icon status. So one would be the, and they're BRAG fellows at the Royal Institute of Australia, the RI. And they're beginning to develop a society, a structure, which has got this great thing. The great thing is that the Royal Institute is built around sort of a hall of mirrors where you reflect celebrities. And of course, those celebrities cannot. They are there to promote official science. They can't actually, there's a limitation to what they can do. And in that process, you have to actually see that there's basically anyone who's a science celebrity in Australia is a rag fellow. And yeah, so you can tap on the door of these people, but you'll get the same, what is it? The same media management. It is a media managed science. You know, it's science has said, we've got a science problem and we've got it media managers. And one of the things that the media managers do is they cull, because they're interested not in people producing ideas, it's people who are going to consume ideas and get the self-reflection process going up. So it's Dr. I think Susan Ryan, I can't remember. I really have to, so I've out of the blue got a write back. I wrote to her and said, we've got this meeting going up potentially in the future with the mayor. Be good if I got, if you like what's going on, if I got some sort of thumbs up, some sort of endorsement. And they said, no, we don't endorse things. We just really expect Australia to emerge from the swamp. We're not actually going to plant any ideas. We're going to watch it over, evolve, and when something evolves and works out of the swamp, we're just going to get our gloves and go clap, clap, hurrah! Which is all very well, and I think they've got that area of the market cornered. It's just finding true believers to push things forward, the next aspect. Now, I just had a interaction. I'll go on to girls science. I just had an interaction there where you got this story, and the thing is, it's very easy, but then it unfolds a lot. There's three levels that unfold. And that just gives me gives me an idea of how to do it. There's three levels, and you've got to actually get the idea of that there are three levels to actually go up, and there's more, and there's more, and there's more. And perhaps a starship with three levels, you know, a physical level starship might be the way to do it. Yeah, that's actually given me an idea to go up. Because the problem is that the information is there, and people have access to too much too quickly, and just even memorizing names, numbers is too much. So that's a key aspect of development. Again, softly. And again, I haven't gone up to the Glenbrook Information Centre because we know from statistics that even the most basic things are softly, no, it can't be happening, it can't happen. And I think that's just the nature, the bias level of Australia. In general, we consume, we mine, we don't innovate or create or start going up. There's just no capacity for it. We have people very much in not ghettos, but sort of zoned dormitory suburbs. There's sort of innovation suburbs and dormitory suburbs and working suburbs. And that just, because it's all, the people actually don't live above their shops anymore. It's really a stagnated area. Okay, I'm just going through on that. Coming up. So, the entire issue is that the creation of a destination activity where you actually go out and visit these star groups is a little bit closer to girls' education. So where there's always education, it's what's big, bigger, biggest, and some of that. Girls' education, as it's put, but it's possible, you may as well experiment and see how the two things go ahead. So rather than actually offering it as a solution, I think this is a basic experiment that we really want to push forward and see how the two different areas go forward. So one is the biggest, leave your mark on it. And, she whiz, I'm just going to think of it. So the entire thing is that, idea of the, she was checking safe to go over here. The idea of the, road journey and linking with places and the interconnection is perhaps closer to girls' education. So you have someone in a, as part of a social group of a family, going, they drop in, and as a family they have an interaction with the knowledge, and then as a family they have the requirement to actually reach the other orientation, the other installations. So there's not such a quick objective. The interaction of the information goes in, the information comes out, and there's success. That sort of the game aspect of it is there. There's more a generalized information of general information that you have visited it, and then other people have also visited the same interaction and they had similar experiences. It's put into a context. It's sort of like Zygotsky's activity theory, a zone of proximal development. Yeah, and basically this is all education theory, just putting it forward to get it across. And so that's a generalized idea. And one of the things is that they, the note back from the space agency was that there is funding available for girls' STEM, but what that actually does mean is that people normally get funding, and they fund normal institutions. They won't fund Joe Bloggs, anyone else who puts their hand up. They're just not going to get it for... There's heaps of reasons. One is the accountability. You need to give money to someone, to fund something. You cannot give money to a... You've got to give it to a company. You've got to give it to a institution. So really, the process is that this is X institution. It has to merge into an institution. And so this is where Rotary can actually come in, because it needs the right institutional home for it all to push it forward. And then of course the problem is when you're individual, you have got all your individual interactions. That whereas it's company, you can actually look at the idea and the company with the individual interactions airbrushed out, and so your own personal success is not there. So the idea of a installations of a 1 billionth scale galaxy placed on surface points on the surface of the Earth can really work out what's going on. Okay, here we go, around the corner. Okay. Yeah, so I'm sort of intensely aware that while it's in the individual interaction zone, you've got a whole heap of individual interaction risks. So individual interactions, you can start them up. There's a very low threshold to start them up, and they can be positive, negative. They're not going to go too many, but they are unfortunately very intensely interconnected. So you speaking to someone interferes with someone else speaking to them, and you wanting to do something interferes with what other people wants to do, and that's just really the nature of individual interactions as opposed to institutionalized interactions. And this all being said, this is the mechanism, the reality of the mechanism is understanding going forward. On the other side, there's sort of clinical educational logic to push things forward. Now, one of the key things is that the key thesis is that perhaps that the stuff, it's moving, changing lines here, but the stuff that we are given, this is going to be absolutely spot on, brilliant. One of the key things is that we have information given to us and structures given to us which are designed for the time, with resources, with the understanding available, and of course the times have changed and the understanding has changed. So our first viewpoint is light year. And the thing is, times have changed, that's no longer the best thing to do. And it's incredibly difficult to change. And so you've got sort of this dual thing. A, you want to change it. B, you have the opportunity to change it with the thought for how can we change it to be the absolute best, not just technically, but inclusively. And one of the things is your AIM method. AIM method results discussion process. AIM hypothesis method results discussion conclusion type of thing is really not serving. Is not actually used as a methodology in science anymore, and it's also not necessarily inclusive or girl friendly. It doesn't allow for the maximum lateral range of interpretations, and what you need is a range of interpretations and then a social system to allow that range to occur. If you just have a range of interpretations without a social system, you've got no way to actually physically process it. The actual social system does have a function, and has a function of moving that range of interpretations. But if you have a sort of a straitjacket groove method of getting from point A to point B to move on to from one lesson to the next, you're going to kind of cut women, girls out of it. So this is why, instead of the AIM hypothesis process, I say that one should have a different approach. Yeah, you should have a different approach. I'll just stop here. Continuing this podcast on girls and science, I suppose, or sort of socializing science, maybe the better thing. There's asocial science, sort of fact-oriented science, and there's inclusive, constructive science. So there's deconstructive and constructive science. So I'm trying to think of it. I don't think it's male female is necessarily the version of it. It's the fact that science is seen as a servant to whatever we're doing, as is everything. The idea that that nature can be the judge and that you can actually have an experiment. Like, this is really interesting that experiments are really a form of a ceremonial thing. Like, there's not much difference from saying your ritual rites and various things, except it's got to have its reproducibility put in it there, which is just around here, mate. You notice my voice has changed possibly a little bit. That's due to pretty intense exercise for an hour. Yep, just across. Don't understand why this is such a sticky hot car. So we're going to look at this process in terms of the scenario that it is at the moment, where it's worthwhile going very, very softly and sort of building forward in a way that can actually reconceptualize the concepts in a way that's got social traction. So in this case, the scale system is a system for can be put into the existing fantasy infrastructure of Star Wars. And one has to recognize that Zodiac is nothing more than a fantasy infrastructure that was used and deployed by society for its own purposes. And similarly, Star Wars is a infrastructure, and you can learn about it and it's sort of legendary in its own right. So you can deploy that infrastructure, and if you are using the infrastructure, you can actually get it to operate in a particular way. And the system has, although it's much harder to get going, well, I don't know, this situation is totally different from the ancient or medieval world, where there was a concept of thought control, but sort of that's gone away. The state's got taken thought control away. However, there is sort of a state infrastructure of approved teaching methods, and the approved teaching method would have to be, in this case, a combination of light years and the classic aim hypothesis method. Technique, which actually doesn't actually look at deductive logic. So if you're not doing deductive logic, you don't have a reason for an experiment. So deductive logic is to actually grow knowledge of patterns at ultimately. So ultimately, you can do a report, or you can make a finding or take a measurement, but that's not an experiment. So, typically, a person going to actually measure your power consumption, if they're doing it just to build you, that's one thing. They might be doing it to actually ascertain, is there a short circuit in your house? Is there a device in your house? If they have a question and they're doing an experiment to gain greater knowledge to make a deduction from it. So, an induction would be, for instance, you are a silly consumer. All silly consumers buy, induction and prejudice go hand in hand. Induction and social pressure goes hand in hand. Deduction is a different beast. And there's really sort of like two dimensions here. This is inductive and deductive logic. There's deconstructive form of knowledge, of your understanding about knowledge, and then deconstruction is necessary for competition, about construction. Building a construct is the form for cooperation. They're not necessarily male and female roles, but you need the entire suite of things for there to be sufficient space. So I think that's the important point, is that you can have... deconstructive model knowledge is to take the fundamental concept of metres and kilometres and convert that into petameters, and I don't know what the unit beneath the petameter is. I'll have to have a look at that, petameters and whatever it is, the other meters. And then meters and kilometers, something or other, and petameters, something like that there. And then zetameters and yottameters. And now there's an instantaneous need to get the gist of it and deconstruct it and create a competitive scenario, which actually takes you a long way away, rather than look at the detail of things. So this is actually reading a vast quantity of research. Some of it could be right, some of it could be wrong, but you have to actually ask yourself, what is my logic system for what I'm doing at the moment? And does my logic system provide the complete variety of experiences that we're looking for, and the continuity of experiences? So deconstructive science is that you can have a small, little modules, and you can deconstruct it, and you can compete, and you can play a game on it. Whereas constructive science is you have a story associated with it. You build cooperation and networking and all the cooperative aspects of it. Now, it's not that it is a formulaic process. It's just, wouldn't it be nice, wouldn't it be good to actually develop a zone of knowledge completely, which is, say, a space knowledge in all dimensions, and have the all dimensions accessible such that you have the deconstructive and constructive people working together, and you really require this to actually get some knowledge. And I rather wonder what is this social thing? Are we, in order to get this going, deconstructive and constructive processes happening altogether? So you can imagine, in any body of information, you have to deconstruct it and then you have to construct it. If you deconstruct everything, it's just left all over the place. And so deconstructive requires individual initiative, all that type of stuff, but constructive is to actually convert it to value. Now, is there a reason that this activity of deconstruction and construction has happened within a zone? If it happens outside a zone, it tends to be non-productive. So I just really wonder whether the ideas that were built into early astrology. So I think I've forgotten the quote of the historian who said that before Newton, we had a time of astrology. It's just the fact that the idea is that I give you instant high-grade science. There's actually this fantasy mezzanine that you can come in, and where people engage in that fantasy mezzanine in the incorrect way. I just really think there's possibly this is the wisdom. The price of petrol has gone up, but no, it hasn't. It's gone $1.59, and I'm all okay. So that's that's a good way. It's just my statement, which you can start off with, is currently we want to do a better job in STEM. The logic, this is science, technology, engineering, and maths. We want to do a better job in that. However, we think we can do better. So, ergo, by intact, really left over from managing the deconstructive and constructive things. So, what I suppose I perceive is that the deconstructive people, people want to really silence deconstructive people and control constructive forces. So, if you want to control a social interaction, sort of put borders on it, you start off doing these things. I want to limit my deconstructiveness, that is, limit the number of people who can be deconstructive, and limit how you can be constructive. And so you can actually get a small things going in the direction that you want to. It's just that it's not necessarily all about that. It's not all about producing a short-term result for a career, which is sort of a internal issue. It's more about inspiring people. And so what I'm saying about this moving, there is a sort of a fundamental story of logic of moving to SI units, space units. Then there are these two zones that you can produce as sort of a broad approach, and whether and this necessarily testing to go forward, and this testing inquiry question is something which is in anathema to people who have this process of, well, how I control the position is that I control who can be deconstructive, who can deconstruct things, who I'm going to listen to deconstructions, and who I'm going to allow into the inner sanctum to be constructive. So they do produce something, but within a very small, I suppose, studio environment which produces these things. This probably doesn't make sense, but I think that's the overall logic, that is a focused outcome, but a broader range of facilities to aim at, and a greater thoughtful and allowing new things to happen. So at the moment, there are these. It's really interesting that you get these people saying, part of our funding is hit the drum, is to amplify these words. This is STEM. Get girls into STEM. We're to amplify it, we're to endorse it, but we're actually, it's almost like Sir Humphrey in the Yes, Prime Minister. This is a British satire of British political doublespeak, I suppose, is one way that you would talk about it. That is that they say, but to actually do something would require you to leave the actual space. So this is it's almost having decided not to do anything, you almost commit yourself to obstructing people who do want to do things, because part of your logic for not doing things is that it can't be done because of these behaviours that you believe are out there. And so therefore not only will you you'll parrot this, that we want to achieve this, but we won't actually do anything concrete for it. But when you actually see someone come along saying, well, look, here's a way of doing it, I don't have a full story here, it will be, well, the criteria for me to, it's very much a passive criteria, sort of trying to get people into the mind space of active participation. So really that's the sort of the third component for it, and that is broaden the range of stuff from deconstructive to constructive, the full gamut of it, but also allow people to embellish, personally embellish, but also contribute. So this is different communities to contribute and to embellish it. And so they're multiple things. It's not heresy, but there is this fundamental problem of how come we didn't think of this ourselves? You know, if you've got someone who's claimed the prize of the, grabbed the conch, so to speak, which is a shell that people used to grab in these stories, I think Lord of the Flies and stuff like that, grabbing a conch was a very important thing of the ability to speak. Having grabbed the conch, one of the things is that to enforce that ability to speak is to enforce silence on everybody else that goes ahead. And so that being said, there's a play to enforce silence, and there is a way to actually move forward, which is obviously this softly, softly approach. Don't trip a final no and a negative, and sort of work out your way forward. And for me, it's a very interesting thing is that I've got to get formal structures to go forward, and formal capital, communication capital. So I'm just gradually building that up with the road signs as communication capital to push forward. But there are other things to go forward. That is, you probably need a brochure for it. And these are just gradual things to slowly get there. And also a conceptual background for it. So, yeah, possibly a white paper explaining the education strategy behind it is something which is really necessary. And look, finally, we were going to release, the mission is to release the human race from the living in a meter kilometer space to let them inhabit space, and to inhabit space they require these other things. They don't require spaceships, they require mine ships. It's a beautiful thing, so I'll see if I can get through. I'm going to have to sign out now as I beaver away doing other little minor errands. Thanks a lot for listening.
Another story comes to a close. It's been a pleasure sharing this moment in time with you. May you discover truly amazing things, understand them, and tell others. Thanks for listening.